We were talking about this the other day. Vanya and Tom, we were watching in Korea in a freaking hourly hotel, budget hotel. Because we were staying there at the time because we traveled to the south of South Korea. And it was this hourly hotel. You know, those hotels where young people go to as a couple to have fun. Because they cannot...
What do they do? Like play board games or watch Die Hard or what?
Yeah, of course. So we were there and, you know, the bathroom, for example, you couldn't close and it was made out of glass so you can completely see. So whoever was in the bathroom, we would just look away. There were rules like that we had to set up. Yeah, it was odd. It was odd. Just imagining that in that place, you know, the sheets might be...
So how was the film like a good... Were you able to, like, you know?
Yeah, it was running on TV.
Oh. And then, like, as foreplay, it was a good one, romantic enough that...
Yeah, dude, Bruce Willis really did it for me, dude.
Who initiated
and
the first
And the German
kiss?
Accent, the fake German accent by
Yeah, dude, the German accent is so hokey.
Is
it Alan Rickman?
Alan Rickman. He's great, but the accent is horrible. Oh.
Have you seen Die Hard 3?
No.
Oh, you need to watch the movies, man. These are classics.
Is it as good? The first one was really good.
Dude, so 1 to 3, like, amazing. Don't watch anything beyond that because there's like 6 now or something, or 5.
So who's the bad guy in 2 and 3? Is it a German guy or is it a Russian guy or...
Well, so I'm not going to tell you because you need to watch it.
All right. Okay.
Have you watched Jingle All the Way already?
No. The only Christmas movie I've seen so far this year is Santa Claus. I watched it this weekend. Have you seen it?
With Tim Allen. Yeah, it's a classic, right?
Oh, dude, I freaking love that movie. And it's funny. Yeah. I watch it now as an adult and there are jokes that I didn't get as a kid.
And now you still don't get them.
So, I love that movie. It's really, really good.
Well, tell me what you're doing for Christmas, dude. I'm so curious.
So, well, because of the lockdown, I'm staying in Berlin. I'm not traveling back home. But, as you know, my sister moved to Berlin with Vanya. So, we're going to celebrate. I'm going to go to their place. I'm socially isolating completely at the moment because they demand it. So, the only person people I'm in touch with physically... Like in the same room indoors is are my sister and Vanya. So I'm preparing for that and then going there, and then we're gonna watch a bunch of movies. So we have a bunch of movies on our Christmas list. So we have Home Alone, that's a classic. Love Actually, I really want to watch again. Santa Claus, we've already seen now. A Jingle All the Way, and then we wanted to watch a bunch of other Arnold classics.
Nice, like Hercules in New York, Vater, but
yeah. We Vater. Keep watching all of the Christmas episodes from The Office because they have one pretty much every season. They're funny. So yeah, that's our plan. So eat a bunch of food, dude. Freaking getting presents is so stressful. Like I couldn't think of what to get my sister and Vanya, so I was just racking on my brain the whole time, but. Now I finally got something.
What did you get him?
Well, I'm not going to say now, but... Yeah.
Well, by the time this episode is out, they'll already have it.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that's true. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to go later today. I'm going to go to... for some reason, apparently a shop is open. So, the Nespresso shop is open. So, I'm going to go there to get some...
Because George Nespresso. Clooney runs it. He's like, we'll stay open.
So the capsules, I'm gonna get her some capsules from Nespresso. I got her some finance and investing books because she's really into that at the moment. So I got her 2 books there, and Vanya, I got because he reads a lot about Christianity and theology at the moment. So I didn't know which book to get, and then I remembered C.S. Lewis, the author of Narnia, wrote a bunch of great books about theology, about Christianity, and also some fictional Christian books. So I bought him a whole set. Yeah, so I bought him a whole really beautiful, like, boxed set with 8 of his classics. So yeah, hopefully you'll like it. And then on top of that, I'm gonna give them both Ryanair gift card, so that they can travel in the new year once they're vaccinated.
Dude, those are great gifts, man.
I thought so too. Actually, we said no budget. No gifts. And then now they broke it. And I asked them, like, what's the budget like? And they're like, no, we can't tell you. So I have no idea where I'm lying in our budget, right? But, it's not very cheap.
So it sounds quite expensive. Because quite a few, 8 books or whatever, like a...
Yeah, dude, even that, a was set very, usually... that was the most expensive part, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's see, because they also don't like to have physical books, because they sold like 80 of their books to me, so I bought it from them. So they just don't like to have physical books in their at their home.
Yeah,
so,
I guess because it's also if you're moving, because they move like every 6 months or something.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
This has kind of been their thing now. And I mean, we should actually, why are we talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, so, yeah. But, yeah. So, anyways, I'm not sure if they want to keep it actually. So, let's see. So, that's why I also want to get them something that they cannot return, which would be the Ryanair and the capsules.
Nice.
Yep.
They can fly. Someone told me they bought a ticket for like €5 to someplace right with now. Ryanair. And Ryanair is going nuts, man.
Yeah.
Ryan's like, dude, slash those prices.
I mean, but now I think people are going to start buying again because of the vaccination. They might
That's for sure. Yeah. I heard there's a super virus in England.
I heard so too. Yeah, it's muted, right?
Yeah, it's mutated. Dude, this happened during our pandemic.
It's grooming the virus, dude.
Dude, maybe England will be like the first place that has X-Men. Oh. There'll be like a British Wolverine. You're right there, chap. Don't you be crossing my path, snicked. I will cut you up, bub. Imagine if Wolverine was British, dude. You're not gonna. This is not a good setup for you.
I mean, there are already characters who are British. Charles Xavier is British.
Yeah, but then Charles Xavier becomes so American. So everyone else is British, and then Charles is American. Charles is like, all right, guys, we're going to work together.
No, he's not.
In the shadows.
He has a British accent.
No, this... Oh, shit. No, I'm fantasying that if this mutated virus, like, creates a mutation in all human beings, then X-Men becomes British. Charles Xavier is American. You're not feeling me. Fuck this.
No, I mean, that's... Okay. Fine. Have you ever seen
You don't want to talk about the mutated virus?
No, let's do that actually. Yeah, I was about yeah, sorry.
Dude, so, the virus is mutated, dude.
I know, man.
This is like playing a video game. And like the worst has happened.
Man. Dude, if you look at zombie videos, zombie movies, every single one or many of those start with a freaking pandemic or a flu and like then a flu shot. A yeah, some vaccination
a fucking grip, dude. Do you know what I just did?
What?
I just mangled the English and German language. I just said it starts with a grip.
Grippe in German.
Yeah, exactly. I just ruined, like, I just, like, 2 languages I stomped on at the same time. Anyway, so it starts with a flu and then it mutates. Go on.
Yeah, and then usually it mutates or we, as a people, we get a vaccination and then that causes... us to become zombies. That's how it generally starts. But, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, what's interesting is that the idea of zombies being created by a virus is a new one.
Is it?
Is it?
I don't think so.
Oh. Let's move on then.
I really don't think so. It's... But then the whole idea of a zombie is so freaking stupid. Why would...
Yeah, it's really dumb.
It really is dumb. Like, people would just die. They wouldn't just walk around.
Yeah, but so you know what's stupider than the idea of zombies?
What?
How when they tried to make, like, an actual realistic show or movie about zombies, they realized, like, they'd be pretty easy to deal with. And then they had to start coming up with like random nonsense to make it like to make it seem like the zombies were a threat. You know what I mean?
No, could you elaborate?
So like in The Walking Dead, for example.
Great show, I thought. Piece of shit.
So they very quickly.
Wait a second.
Piece of trash.
Wait, how far so did you watch?
Like, I think too far, season four, something like that. Or season five.
Okay, yeah, same.
Fucking terrible.
You didn't like it? Wait, I mean, the fact that you kept watching the show. That
the
you
first two seasons I really liked.
Yeah.
And then I really liked the characters, and my favorite character was Glenn. Who's who Glenn? Probably also is your favorite character, but I won't mention why.
Who's Oh, the Korean guy? Yeah, he was definitely one of my favorites, sure.
Yeah, he was definitely one of your favorites because he had a cute girlfriend.
Okay, anyways, go on.
So for me, Glenn and Maggie's relationship was like the greatest relationship in the show. And the only reason I was watching. Mm-hmm. It was the only thing I liked about the show. And then they freaking killed Glenn. And I was like, you know what? This show. I don't care about any character on the show. I don't care about Daryl. I don't care about Carl. And Daryl I don't care about... I like the main guy.
Lincoln?
Yeah, is it... No, the main guy. What's his name?
I think the actor's name is Lincoln.
The actor might be. Yeah, but anyway, so the main guy I liked, and I liked Glenn, and I liked Maggie. And then they killed Glenn, and then I was like, well, spoiler. This is stupid. I'm going to stop watching. And then I heard that they unkilled him by having him roll into a dumpster because he was like caught by a bunch of zombies in the middle of the street or in an alleyway. And then you see him get eaten apart. And then they like 2 months later they came back with the show, and they were like, they had this really lame cutscene where they were like, no, he actually what was being eaten was some body on top of him, and then he rolled under a dumpster and was able to like wait it out, even though there were zombies all over. I was like, this show is freaking stupid, and I stopped watching. And then they started and then they killed him anyways, like a couple of episodes later. Negan smashed his head in with a bat, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the spoiler, dude.
Who cares? Everyone knows this. And then I was like, F this. I'm never watching this piece of trash again. Fucking, oh my god, they ruined it, dude. But anyway, so in The Walking Dead, they...
I mean, that was... I thought that was cool, because it just shows, even if there's zombies and they, per se, are not so dangerous... What's the danger is us, the human beings. I thought that was interesting. Yeah,
that's what The Walking Dead was originally about. But then it just became a piece of trash where they would like stand in forests and talk to each other about random shit. You know, it was really lame. And then like while they were standing in the forest, they would get super surprised and a zombie would jump on, like surprise them by jumping onto them. And it's like, dude, these zombies are so freaking slow. How are you getting surprised by these zombies?
Yeah, and why are they hungry for a human flesh? That also, I don't like the idea.
Have you ever tasted human flesh?
You know, I don't know. I was speaking to a friend, Patrick, right, my Disneyland buddy. So we're talking about this a lot. He loved Walking Dead too, by the way. But he read this book that he highly recommended. It's called Humankind. Yeah, it's called Humankind by a Dutch scientist, Rutger Bergman. And he said, so in the book, it's basically saying that people are good. People, we always have the feeling that, you know, when it comes, like, we suddenly become, if there's scarce resources, we always become these monsters and kill each other and stuff. And he says that's not necessarily true. It can happen, of course, but usually not. And we always bring up the example of Lord of the Flies, right? The book. Great book. I loved it. I don't know. Have you read it?
Yeah, in school.
Awesome, right? Awesome book. Really good. It's about...
Yeah, freaking scary.
Yeah, super scary. Kids being abandoned on an island and then shipwrecked on an island. And then they start killing each other. And I mean, it's horrible. And he said that usually does not happen. Because if you look at real life examples of kids or adults being shipwrecked on an island, that usually did not happen, and they actually supported each other. And then apparently, so I didn't read the book yet, but Patrick was saying, so I think he just explained, like, the author himself, he was alcoholic at the time or depressed. So he, you know, he just wrote more depressingly like that. But now, just we all as a society, we always use that book as an example of, oh, look, this is what's going to happen. This really shows who we really are. But that's just not true.
No, it's just, you know, which I think probably the people who would act like that, those are the people who are like, that's how we really are.
Yeah, you know, I mean, yeah. Obviously, there are people who are going to act like that. But yeah, if you look at the past, if you look at the nomads, so us just thousands of years ago, usually we always think there was this alpha male or alpha female. That right usually here. Did not happen. What?
Right here. Sorry, hang on.
So back then, it didn't really exist as we imagine, because genuinely groups would just outcast a dominant person, because often then they were selfish. They claimed a lot for themselves, and then the whole group just either killed that person or
they would be like, get out of here.
Yeah. So, yeah, apparently. So I haven't read the book yet, but apparently it's awesome.
Got it. Yeah, I mean, The Walking Dead is an interesting... it's an interesting... So the comic is really interesting because they actually do work together a lot. And they become a big, big group. And it's very interesting to see, like, also the way people react in the face of, like, imminent death. Like, how they react to each other. There's interesting little things that happen with the kids. There's kids growing up, like aging from, let's say, 6 to 9, and then they'll do things like one kid is like 8 years old and she kills another child, and then the adults are like, why did you do it? And she's like, because he'll come back anyways, you know. It's fine. He'll be back anyways, and he'll be alive forever. Like that, you know what I mean? So
that,
like,
was an episode. I saw that.
That happened in the show? Okay, well, it's from the comics. Yeah, but
she was going nuts, though. That one kid.
Yeah, well, in the comics, she was like, she was wide-eyed, and she was like, it's fine. He'll be back anyways, you know? Yeah. So, like, it deals with a lot of the real-life things, weird things that could happen. And usually when they have a conflict, their conflict is... they're fighting against one person. I mean, yeah, they're fighting against other societies, I guess. But it's like, usually, most of the people they meet are helpful and they ally with them. It's really just one person or one group of people that messes the whole situation up. So I think it's also kind of in line with, you know what I'm saying, like that they would actually help each other out and stuff. And it deals with some really, like, it's hard to explain exactly if it's realistic or what it is, but some of these, like, really kind of deeper things. And the show is just a piece of trash. I mean, it's just, they just cut and paste. They just repeat stuff. They try and, you know, they've got 24 episodes per year. So they just, like, waste time until they get to their little climax, which is a piece of trash anyways.
Dude. Oh my God. Yes. I also, when I watch series now, I always watch with 2 speed or something. Like, there's so many scenes where you can just speed through it.
Dude, if there's it's any just, show...
Because
if there's any show,
everything. Yeah.
If there's any show where they're like, ABC has ordered 24 more episodes or whatever, I'm like, I'm not watching that show. Because the premise of the show is then I have to fill this... I have a concept and I have to fill it with 24 episodes. I don't care what my... it doesn't matter what my story actually needs, what my story requires. Yeah. What I require is I need to show my bosses that I have 24 episodes.
Yeah.
And then I think to myself, you know what? I'm not even going to bother, because this is not a story-driven show. This is a show driven by a format. You know what I mean?
That's when, I mean, Netflix revolutionized that, right? Or HBO, actually.
Yeah, just but even Netflix, episodes, I sometimes... Yeah, sometimes I think with Netflix, like... you can do whatever you want, but like they insist, like they made some of these Marvel shows, I don't know if you remember, and they made Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, The Punisher, and each one of those shows had 13 episodes. And I think Luke Cage and The Punisher could have really been much better if they had just been 6 episodes or 5 episodes. You know, yeah. So even they do it sometimes.
You know, it's also, I hate it when they always end with a cliffhanger, and then in the next episode, you want to watch the next episode, right? The next episode, the first 20 minutes are boring again. So I realized that's always much better to stop watching. If you get in this, if you're so addicted to a series, always just watch, start the next episode and just watch another 5 minutes or so, and you're going to get bored, and then you can more easily shut off.
Dude, TV shows suck these days, dude.
What?
I don't know. Are they good?
I mean, Never Have
I Ever. I just want to watch Never Have I Ever. That's the only show I want to watch, dude.
That was a good
Although
show.
Although you did recommend Sex Education was amazing. Oh my God, I love that show so badly.
That was great. Man, I mean, there's some series I really enjoy. Babylon Berlin is really
good. There's a couple of shows, like Indian shows I've watched on Netflix, which I really loved, man.
Oh, hey. Okay.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know if you'll enjoy it, but there's a show called When Something Met Dimpy. I forget the name of the guy. It's when
it's like ex-guy when met Sally,
Dimply. Yeah, it's really, I really, really, really like the show. I don't know if you'll like it, but maybe you can check out it's like mostly in Hindi, but you'd have to watch with subtitles, but they throw in a lot of English because that's how the youth speaks in India now, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so they throw a lot of English in, but you have to watch it with subtitles. I mean, yeah, so, but it's good stuff, man. I really enjoyed the show. I don't know, maybe you'll like it.
Uh-huh. Can you repeat the name again?
So it's freak.
Well, it's, just okay. We're gonna put it in. Just let me know.
Yeah,
okay.
it's
when something something
when the
something,
guy
something.
Met Dimply. What's the guy's name? Frick. Anyways, the girl's name is Dimply.
Dimply. Okay.
Dimply.
All right.
Dimply.
Okay. Any just other Indian movies you could recommend?
There was another thing I watched, which was, this was so dark. There was this movie, which, I started watching. I'm not going to finish watching it. My God, this movie was terrible. Terrible in the sense, like, it was depressing. It was like very dark and grimy and stuff. So I forget what it's called, but it was this Indian one, also. And
yeah, what is it about? You're giving no details.
It's terrible, dude. Like, it's a guy who what is it about? They find like bodies, and then some guy comes in and he like confesses to the murders.
Okay.
And then they beat him up. They like kind of torture him and force him, and they're like, dude, because they don't believe him. They just, a lot of homeless people, they'll confess to certain crimes so they can go to jail. Because what do you get in jail? You get food, you get shelter, right? Better than being out on the streets.
Oh, man, I don't know. Is it?
Oh, dude, trust me. In certain parts of India, way better. Like, literally way better. So anyway, so this guy confesses to the murders, and then they beat the crap out of him. And, like, the main guy is, like, a corrupt cop who takes drugs.
Okay.
So this is how it starts. The corrupt cop...
I love how I ask you for movies that you recommend, and you're like, oh man, I watch this movie that's so dark. I don't know.
It's definitely a good movie. It's just so, you know, because like the thing about India that's really interesting is that you watch like these Bollywood movies, right? And of course, no one thinks that's how life is, but that's how they're portraying the thing. And now all these movies are coming out like on Netflix and whatever, that are portraying like the real, real life in India. And the real, real life, dude, there's nothing like it, man. It's like the lowest, you know, just the levels there are just different, you know, the scale of things and stuff. It's crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, one day, I mean,
mind-boggling.
India is so high on my... What?
Yeah. Sorry. I keep screaming.
You watch Parasite, right? Yeah.
I loved it.
Okay. Yeah, that was a good movie. Dude, speaking of good or bad movies, have you seen... We talked about this, but on this weekend, I watched a freaking funny movie, Samurai Cop.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, dude, it's so... I was dying. I was laughing really hard. And dude, but, you know, there were some similarities with The Room, which I love, as you know.
In what sense?
The directors main guy are so freaking misogynistic. They always portray... Yes. The women are always like seductresses only. That's all they do.
And they're super obsessed with the main guys.
Yeah, they don't have any real room. Character. Just sleeping. Yeah. That's basically it. And kind of only supporting the man. That's all it is. So it was just odd. And then it was just odd to see the sex scenes in Samurai Cop. Because I don't know.
There were for sex some scenes?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't spoiler. Remember those.
Well, you only watch clips, right?
Yeah, that's true. I only watch clips, yeah.
So, yeah, because in The Room, at least, I was laughing during the sex scenes because it was so awkward. And then he added like music and stuff. In this one, it was just it felt more like a porno, and it was kind of, it wasn't funny. And I felt bad for the women.
Arousing.
No, it was still bad. It wasn't funny. And I just felt, also I felt in The Room, I felt bad for Lisa, but. What's funny, man? There's some dude freaking like he's supposed to speak Japanese fluently, you know, but he has no clue. He's like, what's his name? Omaha Yamaha? I don't know. Obviously, someone who lives in Japan and speaks Japanese fluently will never say that.
Would never say Omaha Yamaha. What's his name? Yeah. Dude, the movie is so good.
It's weird. And the light always changes. The color grading was horrible. Yeah, sorry.
Or like they would always cut to the samurai cop's partner, and he would just look into the camera and be like,
"Yeah."
It was freaking weird, man. What a great movie.
But I mean, it was funny that it was so bad, and the freaking wig, his hair, dude. Man, I wish I had hair like that though.
Well, you have to tell the people, a samurai cop, it's like...
So he's an American Caucasian white male, huge guy. I mean, he's super built. And then he has like this super long hair and wavy hair. It looks really cool, actually.
He's like a really good looking dude, by the way.
He's a really good looking dude. Yeah. And then, so he could, you know, in any other movie, he could have been like a sex symbol maybe, but who knows? So he has all these weird... sexist comments always with the women also.
What's an all-American girl like you doing with a chump like this? He just picks up girls like no problem.
Yeah, I mean he has the non-neediness, skills. Right?
Yeah, no, exactly.
But yeah, super fun movie. I mean, it was funny because there are some scenes that are just so bad that's funny.
Sure. Oh snap, I just yawned, I'm sorry.
Chase scenes are shit. Okay.
Isn't there one scene where he shoots someone and the guy's like,
dude, there's several like that. Oh yeah, and the movie's super brutal. That I didn't like. It's unnecessarily brutal. The Room didn't have that, you know?
Yeah.
But this movie also had some stunts that was pretty insane. Like they had a helicopter, they had some chase scenes.
What does Johnny say in The Room? He's like, "Fuck you asshole," or something like that.
No,
in the last scene he's like,
I'm fed up with this world.
I'm fed up with this one. Just, you do it so perfectly. I'm fed up with this world. It's like the inflection is so awkward.
Dude,
it's so
many times. Yeah.
Oh, dude. I'm fed up with this world.
What was it? No, it's not I'm tired, I'm wasted. I love you.
I know, it's...
Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of it. Everyone betray me. I'm fed up with this world. Oh my god. And then, oh no, I was laughing so hard. When
alright, dude, let's wrap this bad boy up. Wait a second.
When he was angry at Lisa and then he freaking takes her underwear or her dress and rubs it against his crotch. Remember?
As he's upstairs, yeah.
Yeah. Oh he's my like, god. Yeah.
And he's making all these weird noises. It's so freaking weird, dude.
Oh, it's so horrible.
Dude, he's so good.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. Thank
well,
you so
bro,
much.
Well, bro, Merry Christmas. I really like the lights in your room.
Thank you. You said the last time, but yeah, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I love the TV behind you.
All right. Yeah. What TV?
Yeah, oh, look. Two great looking dudes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like peeking. Hello. It's probably how we looked when we were when our moms were giving birth to us.
Oh, God.
The first thing they saw was, hello. Oh, freak. I probably shouldn't have said that because your mom listens to it.
So does yours, no?
Huh?
So does your mom, no?
I think she stopped. She was like, due to stuff like that, she was like, this is like, she's like, start talking about nicer stuff. And I was like, no. And then she said, okay, F the podcast. Yeah.
All right, bro. Well, yeah. Good talk. Everyone, good talk. If you have any questions, please send them in as always. And follow us on Instagram, Ali Dasnine and Pascal Hausberger. And see you next time.
See you next time. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas!